Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn something very useful you can use that every day when you come home. To come back, we have Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, how are you?
Hey, 你好. I'm great, thanks.
Yeah, 回来.
回来.
回来, that means to come back.
Yes, back to the studio in London.
Yeah, and back to the UK since you've been living overseas for a while.
That's right, yeah.
So you are back, come back.
回
来. Right, let's have a look at 回来. 回, it means to return.
回.
回. And if you look at the character itself, it looks like a big square surrounding a small square. Or you can say a small square surrounded by a big one.And it looks like a swirl.
Yeah.
And in ancient time, that was the meaning of the swirl, just like water swirling.
Ah.
And it means recurring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that means to return.
Returning in a swirl.
That's right. And if you really want to be really precise, a Chinese scholar will tell you, oh, the big square outside means to surround and the small square inside is a mouth. And they probably can't tell you more than that. All right. So now next time you see a small square inside a big square, that means to return. Now you read Chinese.
So it must just mean that when you come back,You're hungry, so you have to eat something.
Yeah, maybe you can imagine the small square in the middle is a biscuit and your mouth is so big. So you come back, you're so hungry, just like my son does. Okay, the way to pronounce it, 回.
回.
回, the second tone.
And for English people who are reading the pinyin, it's H-U-I, and some people would say it's hui. So this is one of the things, isn't it, about pinyin? It doesn't actually represent, if you're reading English, the
That's
sounds
right.
that you'd expect.
Yes, so pinyin is really for approximately only.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take a literal meaning. And the way to practice it, just like in learning any language, listen and listen and listen.
Mm.
So instead of staring at the pinyin in front of you, listen to me. 回.
回.
回. And you can make it very long and very beautiful, like singing 回.
回.
回. Right, that's to return.And 来,
来,
来, that means to come. 来,
来,
来 is a second tone. So both are second tone. 回来,
回来,
回来 is to come back. And 来, if you look at a character, if you remember, I wrote some books about Chinese characters.
Yeah.
And it looks like two people inside a tree.
That's right.
If you stare at that. And in fact, it's not really two people inside a tree. In ancient time, they invented this symbol to represent wheat.
Ah.
And as you know, wheat was not in China before that was imported thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
So there was no wheat before. And then, of course, the travelers and missionaries, they brought wheat.From Europe to China.
Ah, wow.
So they didn't know what that plant could do, but they could draw the shape of wheat. So in ancient time, this character actually meant wheat.
Wow.
Then later on, they invented another character to represent wheat. And this character then become to come from somewhere, to come from somewhere foreign.
That's really interesting.
That means to come.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And if you put this character side by side with the modern wheat, we say my, then you actually see some similarity between the two. And you can say, oh, this drawing of a cat and that drawing of cat, which one looks more like a cat? It's really up to you. Right. So 回来, to come back.
回来.
回来. And then 回来 is just a verb. And to say, hey, I'm back. I'm really back here. That's a past tense. We say 回来了。
回来了。
了, and just put a 了 there, and 了, the function of it is the suffix to represent the past tense marker.
Right, okay. It just means there's a change.
Yeah, so if I say 我回来了, what does that mean?
You're back.
I'm back. 你回来了。
You're back.
我们回来了。
We're back.
不回来了。
I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back.
Right, 不. Now, 不, okay. 不, that means no, negative.So, 不回来。
不回来。
不回来了。Okay, so don't say that. Don't say that to your girlfriend. Don't say that, if you're a child, don't say that to your dad and mom. 不回来了。Oh gosh, they are going to call the police. So, 不回来 means not coming back.
不 sounds quite a negative word. In English, it's a negative word. You have boos in the theater, maybe.
Yeah.
We've got a song inspired by that.
Okay.
I've been away from Taiwan for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I went back after that was 2015.
Yeah.
And we had to rush straight from the airport, jump on the high-speed train. And I was sitting on the last high-speed train from the airport to this city called Kaohsiung.
My dad was born there.
Oh, wow. It's a great city.
That was a fishing village when he grew up.
It's a huge mega city.
Yeah.
So I just remember sitting on this last train that was going to take us to the concert. And I had my ukulele with me. And there was no one in the carriage with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, I'll just get out the ukulele. And
wow.
I started singing a song just thinking, I'm back.
Right.
I'm back. And there was so much emotion and so much happiness thinking,
yeah.
Wow, after 3 years. And then just imagining, wow, it's almost like I get to see someone and I know that they're going to have changed. I know that I'll have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some difference, there's some uncertainty. But actually being back,
mm-hmm.
it was better than I expected. You know, sometimes you have this fear that you'll go back
right.
and the place wasn't as good as you remember it.
Yeah,
you know,
it happens
memories,
all the time.
Yeah.
Yep, so you were singing 回来了 and people started giving you coins in your coffee mug or something.
I should have put a mug out. Well, actually, there weren't any people, which is why I was able to sing that. So.
Right, oh, there were people and then they ran away. No, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Right.
It's that guy singing.
Right, 回来了。回来了。不回来了。不回来了。你回来了。你回来了。我回来了。我回来了。 Yep, so 回 is to return, 来 is to come back. 回家, that means to go home.
回家。回家,
and could be come home or go home.
Yep.
Yeah, of course, 回 is return, but when you say, oh, 你回家了,
mm-hmm.
that means you return to your home rather than you come to my home.
Yeah.
So Chinese is actually very flexible. It's very versatile. Each word can be used in different occasions and has multiple meanings, just like English.
Yeah. I found it hard to translate this phrase when I was learning Chinese. I only really understood it once I lived in Taiwan. And I'll give you an example, because I lived in a block of flats. And every time I'd come back, one of our neighbours was this friendly chap who would say, oh, 回来了.
Mm-hmm.
And when you translate it directly, oh, you're coming back, I didn't quite get it. But he was just...
He just wants to be friendly.
Exactly.
To greet you. That's the way he greets you.
I was expecting there to be another sentence, or you're coming back and what?
Yeah.
But it's just, that's something that you say to people. You say, oh, you're back, or you're...
Oh, yeah. My parents say that all the time. Yeah, that's sort of the acknowledge that you are back and, in a way, appreciation.
Right.
Yeah.
回来了, I never knew how to reply to it.
Mm-hmm. You say yes.
And that's enough.
Yeah, that's it. You reply the same when they say 回来了. And of course, in this case, you just need to say yes, 回来了. 回来了.
So a bit more definite. Okay.
Yeah, been definite.
回来了.
Yeah, so next time, 回来了. That's it. And
yeah.
Another thing people probably find quite weird when they go to Asia, very often they ask you, hey, have you eaten?
Yeah. Yeah,
I said, what, is that your business? Have I had my lunch yet? Or
yeah,
have I had my
right.
dinner?
Yeah.
But that's the way of showing, hey, it's important that you ate something, because in the ancient time, people tend to starve. Food
yeah.
was not yeah. adequate.
It was so important.
Yeah, being able to eat a meal is a yeah. big deal.
Mm.
It's a proper big deal. It's survival.
Yeah.
So have you eaten? That means I share my care to you.
Yeah.
So next time when a Taiwanese person or Chinese person asks you, hey, have you eaten? Don't stare at them thinking they are weird. They are not weird. They care about you.
Which is great.
Great. Thank you very much, Jesse,
thank
for joining
you.
Us. And thank you for coming back. 回来了.
Right.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
回来吧. That means to come back.